Welcome to Webcology. Webcology is the show that takes you into the deepest and darkest ends of the ecosystem on the internet. Our guides will take you on a journey into web marketing and bring you the experts and the information so that you can further explore the web marketing world. Now, here are the hosts of Webcology, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Hey, folks, welcome to Webcology on webmasterradio.fm. It's Thursday, December the 13th. It's December 13th. And I'm Jim Hedger from MetaMen.com. I'm joined by Dave Davies from Beanstalk-Inc.com. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Something I really want to get in here really quickly. Has anybody seen WebPro News in the last week? Okay, I see everybody out there in Radioland putting their hands up, so I guess everyone's seen it. No, I love WebPro News. I really, really enjoy WebPro News. I think of all the organizations out there, they're making a huge impact. Especially given that they're an independent body that tends to support itself through news coverage. But Richard and Michael and friends down there, guys, your front page, please. I don't know what to say. I love WebPro News. I don't like what they've done with their front page.
Yeah, you know what? I tend to agree. This looks more like what, you know, my grandmother has her preferences set up, and she's a little hard of in the sight. It's ended up looking kind of like what her screens end up looking like this. It's just jumping out. It's not provided. I mean, I will give it this. It's getting a specific title jumping out a little bolder. The problem is there's all these specific titles jumping out a little bolder. I much preferred it the way that it was, but maybe that's just, you know, me being old and crotchety and you know, fearing change. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking that about myself too, because I am old and crotchety and fear change. But in their favor, they're getting a lot more headlines on the page, which I appreciate, and it's easier to see archived items, which again is appreciated. But anyway, all love and respect to Richard Orr and Ian Tree and Mike McDonald and WebPro News. But well, friends, you got a 1 week lull, please. Anyway, okay, you know what? I think we have to cut to commercial. We're moving ahead really quickly. We should go to commercial and come back with Abe Mesrich from DidIt.com. We have a lot to talk about in the year in review, and we have another special guest coming up a little bit later in the show. But right now, we're going to pay some bills, get some commercials out of the way. Stay tuned to Webcology on webmasterradio.fm. This is Jim Hedger from MetaMen.com with Dave Davies from Beanstalk-Inc. We'll be back after these messages.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break. Best of the Web, the Internet's oldest directory, BOTW.org, since 1994. Our editors scour the web, finding quality sites, providing users with spam-free resources, relevant information from valuable sites. Submit your site now for a guaranteed review in 3 days or less. For webmasters needing additional exposure, check out our 60-day free trial on category sponsorships. 60 days free advertising. No kidding. And don't forget the Best of the Web's reseller program with the industry's highest commissions. 25% recurring commission on all products and services. Bloggers, make sure to check out the BOTW blog directory and the recently launched volunteer editor program to help build the best blog resource on the web.
XY7.com.
Do you have a website?
XY7.com.
Would you like to convert your clicks into cash?
XY7.com.
Is the affiliate network that pays you daily?
XY7.com.
Not all website clicks are the same, but they're all worth money.
XY7.com.
Join today and start earning cash now.
XY7.com.
Has guaranteed commissions. You'll get paid even if we don't.
Go to XY7.com now.
Convert your website clicks to cash.
How long is it going to take to get our food? Excuse me. Yeah, she's not looking over here.
Great service is hard to come by, whether you're sitting at a bar, restaurant, or creating effective search advertising campaigns.
Excuse me. Yeah, we need to go somewhere else.
It's easy to feel forgotten, especially when your advertising budget is on the line. LookSmart serves up to 400 million queries a day with a side of the best customer service in the online advertising industry.
Hi, how are y'all doing today? What can I get you folks to eat?
Oh, thanks. We were beginning to think no one cared.
Look Smart, premium and performance advertising solutions.
Order up.
Good karma.
Hey, Leon, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Excellent. Love that guitar riff.
Reminds me of Wayne's World.
That's where we stole it from. I mean, that's where we were inspired.
Good karma.
Live broadcast Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome to the Webmaster Institute for Financial Advancement. Webmasterradio.fm. It's like radio with a PhD. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology. Only on Webmasterradio.fm. Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
And we're back on Webcology on Webmasterradio.fm. We're here with Abe Mesrich from Didit.com. Abe is the Director of Communications over at Didit. And, again, Abe, welcome to Webcology. Abe, are you there?
I am there.
Well, Abe, welcome to Webcology. Let's just dive right in with some of the stuff that we agreed we'd talk about. It's been an interesting year for your company, Didit.com.
It really has. We've had a great year. We've had it's fun to be. This is my third year, going into fourth year at Didit, and the fun thing about being here is just every year it gets better. You know, every year we say, you know, this year was so much better, so much more exciting than last year, and you know, every year we do it, and just to keep pushing ahead like this, you know, as the search industry pushes ahead, is just a lot of fun. It's just exciting. I'm sure you know you're aware of that, Jim, having been in this space for a while too. One thing I actually wanted to share with the listeners, something we're really excited about over here, is our managed technology services. And basically what the idea behind that is, there's sort of two sides to search marketing. There's the brains, we'll call it, and then there's the muscle. The brains is your strategies, it's your creative, it's your high-level analytics to really pour through the data and say, you know, where do my efficiencies lie? What can I do to make my paid search smarter? And then there's the muscle side, where you have technologies actually executing it, because you know, over hundreds of thousands of keywords operating in real time, you don't have the muscle to do it. You need a technology to do it. Generally, what we've done is we've had our clients, we're a full-service marketing agency, so we have our in-house proprietary technology, and we'll do the strategic side for our clients as well. So we have the brains and the muscle working for our clients. But what we realized is that there's a lot of in-house teams that organizations have in-house paid search teams, and they're very smart people, and they're doing very interesting things, but they're working with out-of-the-box paid search solutions that it's sort of like driving a car when you need to drive a jet, and we have that jet. So, and we have the pilots for the jet. We have the people who really understand how to work our technology, and we're offering now our technology to the public. That you'll give us your strategies, you'll give us your insights on how to capture your market through search, and we'll be the ones to actually manage the machine and do your bids and optimize your campaign, and we'll give you quarterly advice based on that. So it's sort of we're taking over more the pie, I guess. You know, we have our enterprise level full service management, and then for, I would say, medium to large businesses with an in-house paid search team, they can really get a lot of benefit from our managed technology services. So that's something we're really, really psyched about.
That's pretty exciting. I think we covered this last time we spoke, but does that require a full rebranding of Didit? I mean, Didit's always been known as a search engine optimization and primarily and a PPC company. And it's also been known as the company that produces those annoying croaking frogs that tend to cover every trade show.
Jim, I take great affront, not annoying.
Oh, okay. Those were wonderfully they were loud frogs.
There's a lot of things. I mean, as you said, we did have a rebranding this year, and we're really excited about it. We have given, I'm not going to say killed off, but we've retired the frog, It's somewhere sipping pina coladas with Jeeves the butler, I'd imagine.
I was wondering, I was going to ask about that.
We basically just decided, you know, we've come to a new place at Didit. We've been around since 96. This year we have 100 employees this year. We've made the Inc. 500. We made the Deloitte Fast 50. We have two different tiers of services. We just sort of thought it was time for a change. It was time for a new look. And
you're the director of PR at Didit, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Director of communications and PR. Mm-hmm. I gotta ask you this. What happens in your office when the president of your company goes off and says something that just excises the entire SEO community? Did Dave, before he went off and made those comments, did he approach you guys in the communications office, or did he just go do it and surprise you guys?
Well, we all ran and hid, Jim. It's a... Actually.
No, seriously. Was it much a surprise for you guys as it was for the rest of us?
No, well, let me take a step back and sort of explain the thinking, and just sort of to fill in listeners who weren't aware of the goings-on. I think it was it January? Was it February? Towards the beginning of the year, our president, Dave Pasternak, basically came out and offered his opinions about SEO. And basically what he said was, a lot of SEO is educational, as opposed to executing, that you can get a lot of ground covered in SEO just by showing the client, sort of teaching the client how to fish. And obviously the people who, the fishermen of the industry were justifiably upset. But let me take sort of a broader approach to how Didit views itself as a thought leader. We've been around since 96. We've grown up with the industry. We started off as SEO. We started off at the very, very beginning as a site submission company. Moved to SEO, moved within a couple of years to strict PPC as a technology. Now we do full service strategy. We've really grown as a company, and we've grown with the industry. And we've seen a lot of things happen, and we sort of have, we think at least, sort of a bird's eye view just because we've lived through so much of it. And part of our value to the marketing community is to raise these difficult questions and to say, maybe we should be rethinking some of the things we're thinking now. Sometimes we do it in more abrasive ways than others, but I think in general, by raising the topics, by making people think, we add value to the community by just to push the evolution forward. That's really what we're about, whether that's talking about difficult topics or, you know, on the client side, trying to think ways to how to refine the search system to make clients get a better ROI. It's the same thing. It's trying to ask difficult questions and answer things in ways that bring enlightenment, even if it's painful.
Well, no, you bring up an interesting point there that I'd like to ask a question about, it, just in regards to your opinion, and I know your company's changing a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, on that tangent, do you think that SEO, as it stands now, is going to lead more towards a consulting and perhaps, I know Search Marketing Standard came out and talked a little bit about in-house. Do you think that we're going to see a trend as we go through into 2008? We all know 2008 is going to show us a lot of change. Do you think there'll be a trend more towards professional SEOs and SEO firms providing more consulting and information to the clients so that the clients can then implement these changes themselves? Or do you think that, you know, the typical SEO firm is going to basically continue on as it has, simply because the clients don't have the technical know-how to even implement the changes that we'd be recommending?
I think it's going to vary a lot from client to client. I mean, I think there's certainly some changes, not even some, a lot of changes happening all the time that really need new ways of thinking. And that, to put a tangent on your tangent, I'm actually very excited to see from sort of what the SEO world digs up next year in terms of all these new technologies, all these new ways of finding information. We don't really know how to sort them, and we don't really know how the engines are going to sort them. Just, you know, two examples. You mentioned when I was, you know, waiting in the wings, you mentioned the YouTube buy, I think, from last year. Well, the YouTube buy sort of trickled into the mainstream system of Google, and now we have universal search. So how is the SEO world going to address universal search? Are they going to have new ways of optimizing around video? Is, you know, Google, I know, just recently added video to their sitemaps program. There's all sorts of new technologies. Another example is, I think it's very interesting, is Facebook has socially based search. So when you do a search, when you're logged in within Facebook, they'll actually show you your friends and people who are socially connected to you before people of even the same name who are further away from you socially. That's sort of a social way of dealing with the search problem. And I think there's going to be a lot of interesting room for the SEOs to really think about, you know, we have all these new technologies, how do we manage that?
Oh, my effing G. Santa's come into the studio. Oh, my God. Santa, welcome to Webcology on Webmaster Radio.
God damn it. Is that Jim Hedger? Sorry.
Oh, God, Santa, you're wasted.
How are you, buddy?
I just, this may be the first interview I've done with Santa, buddy.
I just got back from Las Vegas. And how are you?
Oh, dude, you were at PubCon. Good for you.
I did.
Right on.
A bunch of friggin' drunkards out there trying to talk search. Who you got on the air with you today?
Hey, we have Abe Mesrich from Didit.com, communication director at Didit.com. What do you think?
Those green frog bastards. I know who these guys are.
Santa, we have a few extra ones if you want to give them away.
I don't want any of those friggin' frogs. Can I tell you, I wouldn't give them to the bad kids out there. Jesus Christ. And that guy Pasternak, he'd tell him for me, he's getting friggin' cold already, all right? There we go.
Okay, Santa,
how are you, Jim?
Dude, well, we got you on the line, yeah. If you can. Who's been naughty and nice this year?
You like to know, wouldn't you? you know, I'll tell you right straight up. You know, if Matt Cutts, that guy's he's a friggin' card, isn't he already? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I think Matt's done some good stuff for us this year.
All right. Maybe he's, all right. You could talk me into it. He's good. I'll give him a good. And that's it. No more Googlers are getting squat out of me.
Well, how about Adam Bodsworth? He left the company this year. You got to give him something for Google Health.
Why? Why do I got to give him something? I don't got to.
Come
on. No. Come on. Okay. Can I tell you, there's this guy in England right now trying to get some link juice from some top 40 thing in search? You see that? I'll tell you. I can tell you who's the best. Hey, just give me a minute.
Okay, well, while Santa consults his list, I want to remind listeners that
Danny Sullivan is a good guy. He's good. He's getting the good thing to do. He's getting all good this year. All the way across the board. Good guy. So is Kevin Ryan. Good guy. Now, you know, there's that Neil Patel guy. He's getting cold. Ain't no way he's getting anything but.
Kevin, what else do you got on your list there, Santa?
Let's see. Kevin Lee. I got in my bag a personality for him. That's what's coming for Kevin. When he can go, yeah. All right. Now, next. Okay, Bruce Clay. We're gonna give him some rhythm because he that's what's in my bag. He has no rhythm. That Bruce Clay needs rhythm. What else? Hold on. Hey, you give me that bottle over there. Jesus Christ. I don't know. I lost my list, but Vanessa Fox, that's a nut. She's a good girl. She's been good. And
I hear she gets a new desk for Christmas.
Okay. Does she? She's a good girl. Now, you know, somebody who kind of skirts, you know, that Rand Fishkin guy, you know, I don't know about him. He's kind of like, you know, an onion. I didn't figure that guy out yet.
I'll let you know. I got time yet. I have 5 days, so don't worry about it. I got plenty of time.
Okay, well, Santa, you only got 5 days, and it sounds like you got to, one of those days is going to be sleeping off of today.
Yeah, so, I got to go do that, because I'm kind of tired now, so it's nice talking to you guys, and you guys go do your thing. Merry, yeah.
Good night, Santa.
Bye, Santa.
Well,
that was amazing.
That has
Thanks,
to be
Jim.
The best guest, at least the highest profile guest we've had all year. sorry about that, Abe. These things happen, Santa
no,
can't
no,
show
no.
up
you know,
when
it's
he shows
show.
Up.
People
you
show
can't
up
predict
the North
it.
Pole. You have to address it. It's totally okay.
Hey, if you're coming from the North Pole, do you need a passport to get into America if you're flying?
I think for Canada, no.
Okay, good. Although apparently Santa actually lives in Kazakhstan. At least they're trying to claim him. So there's another thing for Canada to stand up for, eh? Abe, back to Abe and Did It. Abe, what's coming next year?
For Did It or for the industry?
Well, for both. Let's start with Did It and let's move into the industry.
Okay. One thing that we're really excited about that we've really brought up to speed at Did It, and we've rolled it out this year, and we're really ready just to see it fly next year, is what we call Did It U, which is our in-house university. That, search is a very complicated topic. Did It has 10 years of experience just a lot of information to share. And we really wanted to give value to our employees, because at the end of the day, the only thing you're selling to your clients is your employees. We really wanted to give value to our employees, and to do that, we've set up a whole learning institution with coursework, with classes, with lectures, to really make sure we're the top experts in the field, or we maintain our positions as the top experts in the field. So that's something I'm really excited to see happen next year. And then on the industry side, I'm really curious what's going to happen with Yahoo. I'm really curious about, it looks to me like Yahoo sort of gave up search, Sue Decker said back in January 06, she said, it's not our goal to be number one in internet search. That's when she was CFO, and now she's president. And I think that Yahoo is really, they have a firm number two. They have a lot of really great things to offer. And, it's funny, we were both in SES Chicago. What was really cool about SES Chicago is that the only major engine that wasn't there was Yahoo. And I think that might say something about sort of Yahoo's position on search. And so I'm really just curious about sort of where Yahoo goes with the search thing. I think Yahoo is a company with enormous potential, they're just in terms of their eyeballs, in terms of what they're doing with Right Media, in terms of their advertising potential. Now that Jerry Yang is back at the top and Sue Decker is in charge, I really, really have very high hopes for them. And I'm just very curious about how they're going to integrate search with advertising, whether that's, new sales models, whether that's their behavioral system, smart ads. A lot of really interesting things are going to come out from Yahoo. So I see that as a really exciting thing for next year. And then,
I hope so. Provided they don't go through another reorg after reorg after reorg.
Right, and then there's always the possibility. There's the weekly specter of MSN buying them. Which is definitely a possibility.
That's a 3-year-old rumor now.
It might be, but every time somebody says it becomes that much more to
Duke
being true.
Nukem forever.
I think Ask is going to be an exciting player. I think Ask.com. I happen to disagree with how they're marketing themselves. I think they spend a lot of time selling themselves as the algorithm, or sort of the new algorithm. I don't think people understand enough. I don't think the average user knows enough about algorithms to be able to judge whether Ask is or is not better than Google. And I think really their value proposition is not how good they are or are not at finding information. It's how good they are at helping consumers find the information they want to find. The rollover feature where you can roll over a link and see what it is you're actually about to jump to, that's really valuable. That has a lot of value that they're really not discussing to the consumer market. And I think once Ask really gets its feet in terms of understanding what its position is instead against Google, I think we really can see a lot of opportunity there. I mean, you know, ComScore.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Chicago speaking with Gary Price from Ask.
Uh-huh.
And Gary mentioned that Ask's big focus in the last year, and then I'm hoping in the next year, has been making search simpler for the consumer. And I'd like to take a second to urge all the listeners to go check out Ask.com. Do a couple searches on it and check out the different types of results that you get. Not just the regular top 10 SERPs, but look off to the right side where you can see music and video and other file types. And then look over to the left side where you see the remnants of what used to be Vivissimo or Clusty, you know, coming up with alternative search suggestions. I agree with you absolutely, Abe. Their algorithm commercials are, well, they're good for their humor value, but most people just don't get it. But I think they've come out with a new line of commercials that are all about the convenience of Ask Search.
Oh, that's I'll have to catch up on my TV over the holiday break. I'll get a chance to see those. But I definitely think, you know, convenience is definitely, it goes such a long way, just because, you know, everybody's talking, there's a lot of criticism of Google is that they're giving you millions and millions of results, only 10 of which you really need. And Ask is really trying to help you find those 10 results. I think that's really exciting. Google, obviously, you know, it's going to continue to hold market share. It's you know, the 800-pound gorilla, and I think, you know, and you know what? More power to them. I think, you know, even with people complaining about the privacy issues and people talking about monopolies, Google's a great company. Google's a great company. It has a really, really stellar product, and you know, they figured it out, and that's great. In terms of MSN, I think what's going to be exciting about MSN, you know, they keep trying to break in, and they never quite make it. They're always stuck at number three. I think in 2008 we're going to see some interesting changes. I know last year, I think it was last January, they bought MedStory, and MedStory is a really, really stellar health vertical search engine, and it's. The accuracy is stunning. I did a search for wine, and the reason I searched for wine is because wine could be a search for a health topic, you know, wine as an antioxidant, or it could be a search for just wine. It took me 99 search results to get to a non-health related, 99 pages rather, to get to a non-health related wine in MedStory, which Microsoft just acquired. And they also have these really, really phenomenal drill down buttons. And I would suggest everybody, you know, when you're looking at Ask.com, I would also just suggest looking at MedStory.com. And MedStory obviously was acquired by Microsoft, and it's now incorporated within Microsoft MSN Health. So when you do an MSN Health search, you're actually doing a MedStory search. And that kind of vertical capability, the ability to get really granular results, is something that both MSN and MedStory have just talked about possibly taking out to other verticals. So really, they could really take vertical search, you know, if not by the end of 2008, then really in 2009. And I really have a lot of... I'm really interested to see where MSN will take that. And then obviously, you know, the head of MSN is Steve Berkowitz, who came from Ask.com. So, you know, these guys have hired the CEO of a search engine to run their online division. So MSN is clearly very serious about search. I think all the players really have a lot of potential. It's going to be... 2008's going to be a great year.
Well, my big prediction for 2008, and I'm curious what you think about this, Abe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that in 2008, we're going to see what I'm going to call the health engine war, because I know that Google's trying to get their own health engine together.
Mm-hmm.
Ask.com has their one-box suggestions, which if you type in a health query, you're going to be getting back health-related information in their one-box.
Mm-hmm.
MSN, MedStory, Yahoo is bound to jump in on it as well. Why are the engines using this year to focus in on health?
Well, I think this year might just be because, you know, it's the first year that we have sort of the granular capabilities to drill down on a particular type of information. It just took a certain amount of time for the technology to get there. But I think health is just such a it's such a natural fit for search. Just because everybody is searching for health. It obviously touches on every aspect of the searcher, but it's also search is all about needing to find information, and I think the or looking to find information. And I think the only area where you know most things you're searching for you want to find, health information you have to find. You need to get that information, and it's often by the way, health searches aren't for the searcher; they're for the searcher's friend or loved one. That's just studies show that a lot of times, you know, if you see me searching for, I don't know, heart medicine, I might not be searching for me. I might be searching for somebody I know who needs some kind of heart medication. I want to find out more to help that person. So it's got its social aspect. It's got its viral aspect almost because, again, I search for something about heart medication, I'll tell my friend. It's got a tremendous number of searches, and it's a great way as sort of a high-volume laboratory for other types of vertical searches. You know, if somebody sees the kind of activity I'm doing in the way that I drill down on information on a health search, because there's so much statistics about that, the engines can look at that information and then take that information and say, okay, this is how they're searching for heart medicine. I'm going to apply that to how they search for Britney Spears, or for the weather, or for news. And it's almost a laboratory from which other types of vertical searches can be built. So I think that's really one of the chief reasons why health is such a big topic. And also, obviously, there's a lot of money in it.
Now, do you think this may lead to, I mean, I think that second point, actually, although the shortest, may be one of the fundamental, and I mean, certainly health is an area where spam is fairly prevalent as far as the search engines go. But do you think there may be some problems led to if they start trying to assume that because I search this way for health, I'm going to search this way for, as you say, Britney Spears or, you know, whatever, what the weather happens to be like in Istanbul right now. I mean, the way I would search in health is going to be fundamentally different. I'm looking for entirely different information than I am really in any other sector, and certainly more in-depth knowledge. Visit a standard site, you got my attention for about 5 seconds. If I'm looking for information on diabetes for one of my family members, you probably got my attention for a little more. Do you think maybe that it could be part of the reason that they are focusing the way they are on health is because the way that we're looking for information on health is so fundamentally different than the way that we're looking for information for a lot of other different categories of subjects?
Well, I think like any vertical, there's similarities and there's differences. I think, you know, to bring an analogy, there's, you know, just we talk a lot about work, not we, the search industry, we, our culture talks a lot about work-life balance. And the idea of work-life balance is that the way you operate at work and the way you operate at home touch on each other. And you're going to do, obviously, very different things at work than you will at home, but you'll also do a lot of the same things. And I think that's a really nice analogy for vertical search, that every vertical search is different. Obviously, if I need to find heart medication, at the very least, I'm taking the search much more seriously than if I want to find out the latest gossip on Britney Spears. But at the same time, there's a lot of things about how does somebody drill down on a question? How does somebody start from a general research question to a very specific, I want to find this web page? Those are going to have certain commonalities. Just sort of take things back to search marketing. All of search marketing is about trying to figure out what your customers do that's similar to everybody else, and what do your customers do that are different. You know, you might have a customer, let's say, in the travel sector that is searching more in February for a vacation in August, but at the same time they're doing same things that are similar to people who are looking to move who are also searching in February for a move in August. That there's sort of there's things that are very specific to your group, and there are things that really set your group apart. That's true in any vertical, and I think anytime you have somebody, they have an engine trying to break into a vertical, they're going to want to crack that particular vertical, and they're also going to want to crack the broader question of search. Because after all, the game that these people are playing, you know, MedStory is playing a health search game. MSN, Ask, Yahoo, Google are playing a search game overall, and they want to become your search engine, your favorite search engine for all of your searches. And just one more point about that. you know, if I'm already on Google and I'm doing a Google Health search, I'm more likely to do a search for something else on Google. So it's a lot of it is about keeping searchers within that universe.
Well, folks, Abe, first off, Abe, thank you so much. We're out of time. I'm getting a message from the studio saying you've gone like 15 minutes over.
Oh, well, thank you. It was 15 minutes I thoroughly enjoyed.
Totally screwed up the schedule. but we did a great show. Abe from didit.com, thank you so much for being on Webcology on webmasterradio.fm this afternoon.
Thanks so much. Any last messages you want to give the folks out there? What's that?
Any last messages for the folks out there in Radioland?
I would just say have a happy and safe New Year. And anybody wants to learn more, it's didit.com, D-I-D-I-T.com. And our company name is Didit. Our website is www.didit.com. And it was great being on the show.
Well, Abe, happy holidays and a great New Year to you and to everybody over at didit.com. Big hugs to, big nudges to Dave. Big hugs to Kevin.
And
everybody out there listening to webmasterradio.fm, it's been a great year. Thank you for listening to us. Keep listening next year. We're only getting better and better at what we do. Dave, we have a show next week. I just got a message from the studio. If we want one, we have one. So, folks, stay tuned next week. We'll have another live Webcology coming to you at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on webmasterradio.fm. On behalf of Dave Davies from Beanstalk-Inc.com, this is Jim Hedger from MetaMen.com, wishing you all a safe holiday and a spectacular new year. Talk to you next week.